This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Steve Goss. It is Friday finally again, and Mara Davis has once again managed to sneak by building security to join us for Mara's Music Mix. Apparently the moat and the electronic fence aren't working. It's good to see you, Mara.
Thank you, host emeritus, for making it possible for me to get through those very secure doors here at WABE. Let's get started with, by the way, a lot of music happening over the next couple of weeks. And I want to start with Bob Schneider, who's going to be playing at the Red Clay Theater. Now, he played at the 38 Songwriters Festival. He is an Austin singer-songwriter, kind of country, kind of Americana. And he's been putting out short EPs called the King Kong Suite. So it's five songs on each, all with the same sort of mood and vibe. I'm such a fan of Bob's.
He used to record, I think he still does, correct me if I'm wrong, he used to record all of his live shows and then make them available on his website. So if you went to the show, and if you didn't, you can go to his website and you could hear it again.
Well, that'll encourage you to just be like, come on, Bob! And so you can just hear yourself.
Yeah.
Please, somebody do that. That's Bob Schneider at the Red Clay Theater tonight.
I don't need my mama's money, but it don't.
Next on your list, I'm a big fan of this guy. It's the man behind Men at Work, Colin Hay. I got to think is one of the most underrated, even though he's in a huge band back in the early days, one of the most underrated rock talents of the last generation. And I know that's an extreme comment, but if you've ever seen him perform, he blows you away.
His voice is so distinct, and it gets under your skin.
We've had dust storms before and spit out the dirt. We've had droughts before, but none quite like this.
And by the way, he loves the Variety Playhouse. He said in interviews that he really enjoys playing that room. You are going to get his Men at Work material that you know and love, Overkill and Who Can It Be Now. But he's also supporting his 12th solo album called Next Year People. And he's a funny, fun guy. He tells stories, and he's a huge Howard Stern fan, so that plays big with me.
All right.
That's Colin Hay at the Variety Playhouse tonight. So I saw Graham Nash last year, and he was terrific, and he's coming back again to the Buckhead Theater, and it's been a really long time since he's put out a solo album. It's been almost 14 years, and he will have a new one coming out called This Path Tonight on April 15th, and you can see the legendary singer-songwriter. He'll do songs from, you know, CSN and, of course, the Hollies, and, I mean, there's just so many songs, but I know one of Steve's favorites is probably Our House, Two Cats in the Yard. Mention of cats always plays big with Steve.
I was going to mention that I've been a fan since the Hollies and talk about Carrie Ann and Bus Stop and On a Carousel, and you focus in on Our House because I have a cat.
Cats.
You know, slowly, bit by bit, dismantling whatever reputation I may have had. It's going right down the tubes, Mara. Thanks again.
Well, there's a lot more to Graham Nash than just Our House. There's so many great songs. And another artist with a really fun personality. He tells great stories, and I think that'll be a really, really good night with a rock legend.
Sunshine through them fiery gems for you.
That's Graham Nash at the Buckhead Theater tonight.
There's a guy from Athens, went to the University of Georgia, who was on American Idol for a while, has an interesting story. Sam Birchfield.
I recently saw him at Eddie's Attic a couple of months ago, and he really blew me away. He's got a great sound, fabulous stage presence. I think that's what really got me. I didn't know so many of the songs, but he was funky and soulful and rocking and just clearly loved being on stage.
His story with American Idol that I heard was he made it to the final round a few years ago. And at that point, they hand you a contract. And he looked at it and he said, nope, I can't do this, no thanks. And he said, I don't want to sell my soul to the company, to quote that song. But he walked away from it.
And that is very respectable. And he's still out there touring hard. But it's always kind of a hometown return when he comes to Eddie's Attic. That's Sam Birchfield playing at Eddie's Attic tonight. So, Steve, what's he got that I don't got? He's got a lot.
Certain kind of smile. She Sheila?
She Sheila's on my mind. The producers are back, and they are playing the Variety Playhouse. This is sort of Atlanta's 80s band. They take pride in the fact that the producers, formerly Cartoon, is, our kind of 80s, our stamp on the 80s. I remember watching the videos on MTV of the producers.
Yeah, if you've been in Atlanta for, and I hate to say it, 35 years, you'll remember these guys, the early 80s. They were arguably maybe the biggest local band in Atlanta at that time. Played the Agora Ballroom, all the local clubs and everything. They were quite the rage.
Were you there at the Agora?
I've been to the Agora, yeah.
Were you rocking out?
Mm-hmm. Ballroom, Agora Ballroom, and it just goes on and on.
Did you have painter's pants and high tops at the producer show?
Well, actually, I'm wearing painter's pants now, as a matter of fact.
Well, that should be a fun return for them. So we have this on the list. A throwback Saturday night with the producers at the Variety Playhouse.
Can you dance in the aisles of the Rialto? Is that possible?
I think you can. This is going to be so much fun. The Spanish Harlem Orchestra, you know, a big claim to fame is that Oscar Hernandez and his team are responsible for the theme music to Sex and the City, which I know that you watched.
Well, I didn't know the connection, but I'll go back and watch old episodes.
You watch that religiously.
And I'll dance in the living room.
Obviously, Spanish Harlem Orchestra is so much more than just that. These are some of the best salsa players you'll ever hear. And what a sexy salsa Saturday night. You just put on the music and you instantly want to get up and dance. You're right. That's the Spanish Harlem Orchestra playing at the Rialto on Saturday night.
Okay.
So the next artist, Steve, I love the bio on the website at the Masquerade. It says, can a highly successful hard rock band coming from the 80s take a long break, return to the new millennium, and reestablish itself in a stunning way? Many have tried and failed, but Swedish supergroup Europe is a big exception to the rule. That's right. And Europe, they're relevant again. They're on the Geico commercials.
It's what you do. Yeah, the final countdown.
How great is that commercial, by the way?
It is.
The microwave, Europe. I love a band that can make fun of themselves. But still, the final countdown, one of the greatest 80s rock metal songs ever.
That album went triple platinum back in 86, I think.
Triple platinum? up the charts.
All right. It was a big seller. Let me just say that.
Well, check it out. They will dominate Europe at the Masquerade on Saturday night.
Let's trip into next week a little bit. Midweek on Wednesday night, there's a triple bill at Smith's Old Bar that you're highlighting, beginning with some Nashville blues rockers, Simo. Interesting band. They recorded their last album like in one take, taped to live, and they did it in Macon at the Big House where the Allman Brothers used to live. So they're channeling some sort of Allman Brothers spirit, I think.
And I love that because, you know, you think about in the, you know, great 60s, 70s, even 80s rock, that's the way they did it. It was not so much with the Pro Tools and the editing and the different takes. So I like the earthiness of that. But I did want to focus on them, on Simo and also Stone Rider, because they are local and they are terrific. And I want you to look for their new album called Hologram, and they'll be playing at Smith's. That's Simo, the Humble, and Stone Rider Wednesday night at Smith's Old Bar.
Back around New Year's when we previewed concerts not to be missed in 2016, this band was on the short list. One of your favorites?
No question about it. I have had this on my calendar for months. I am so excited for Wilco. Wilco playing the Tabernacle Wednesday night and Thursday night. Their latest album is called Star Wars, which, by the way, is so funny. It came out like a year ago. They're so smart that they tied in with the movie. And again, the cover of the Wilco album has a cat on it, Steve.
Christmas. Okay.
But you can expect to hear all the great songs from Star Wars, but you will get all the hits, too.
They are doing the entire album, start to finish, in this concert, and other stuff, too. And they've been selling out shows up north, so this will be like you pointed out, a show not to be missed.
Especially for me, this is, I would say, in my top five guitar solos of all time. Impossible Germany, Nels Klein. When I hear that solo, it just, the earth moves. That's Wilco, Wednesday and Thursday at the Tabernacle.